USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called on Congress to work with the Trump administration to pass additional stimulus legislation by the end of this month as the coronavirus pandemic continues to inject uncertainty into how quickly the economy can recover. The request comes as the virus continues to surge in many areas as millions of Americans are about to see their expanded unemployment insurance benefits expire on the 27th. Lawmakers are expected to embark on an intense stretch of negotiations over what would be the fourth significant bailout package since the virus started. In testimony before the House Committee on Small Business, Mnuchin said the next round of money to support the economy should be targeted specifically to help industries that have been hardest hit by the pandemic, as well as smaller, locally owned business and low to middle income families. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has filed a lawsuit against the city of Atlanta over the mayor's mask mandate and recommendations to roll back reopenings. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms responded.
It's very clear that the governor is putting politics over people, and I join several mayors across our state who will continue to enforce our mask mandate, and we will have to fight the governor about this in court.
Kemp said he refuses to sit back and watch disastrous policies devastate the lives of Georgia residents. A new plan from Senate Republicans to award businesses, schools, and universities sweeping exemptions from lawsuits arising from inadequate coronavirus safeguards is putting Republicans and Democrats at odds as Congress reconvenes next week to negotiate another relief package. The liability proposal promises to shield employers when customers and workers are exposed to coronavirus by moving lawsuits to federal courts and limiting liabilities to acts of gross negligence or intentional misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
The American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The president tried to block the release of a relative's book all about him, but now it's too late, and here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The president's niece, Mary Trump's tell-all book, has sold a staggering 950,000 copies by the end of its first day on sale. That's according to Simon & Schuster, the publisher. It's ordered a 14th printing of the book already. When completed, it will bring the number of hardcover copies in print to over 1,150,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Game show host Alex Trebek gave viewers a health update for the first time in months on YouTube. The legendary Jeopardy host told fans he's doing well.
I'm doing well. I've been continuing my treatment, and it is paying off, though it does fatigue me a great deal. My numbers are good. I'm feeling great. In fact, during the break from the studio, I even wrote a book that will be coming out July 21st. Once again, I can't wait to return to the studio and start recording shows for the new season in September.
The book is titled, The Answer Is Reflections on My Life. Trebek announced he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer on March 2019. He's faced several rounds of chemotherapy and has kept fans of the show updated throughout his journey. In March, he celebrated beating the one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients, which currently stands at only 17%. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.